Turn with me quickly to Hosea chapter 10. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 10, verse number 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. For it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness. When you sow to yourself in righteousness, you will reap in mercy. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our hour of need. When we sow in righteousness, then we'll reap in mercy. The Bible says, break up your fallow ground. Break up those things that are still strong. Break up, if you talk about fallow ground in agriculture, you're talking about grounds that you need to till. Till the ground. Losing the earth. Break those things that are still strong. Those things that have not been broken. Those things that have not allowed the seed to germinate. To break it up. Till God comes and rain righteousness. Hallelujah. Because this is the time to seek the Lord. There is a time to seek the Lord. The Bible speaks about in everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And this is the time to seek the Lord. This is your opportunity to have an experience with God. A season to have an encounter with God that will change your destiny forever. My prayer for everyone here is that these 21 days will not just pass like anything, but that you will have an experience with God. That the finger of God will be seen in your life. In the name of Jesus. One of the things we need to understand as people of God is that God usually will give us seed to sow. Now, I like the scripture that Dickness read on Sunday. I think it was Haggai 2:19. Was a prophetic scripture. I don't know if you caught it, but it was prophetic. Say, now the seed is still in the barn. Say, the seed is still there. He says, is the seed yet in the barn? Yea. What version did you read it from yesterday? New Living Translation. Can you give us that same version? Hallelujah. He says, I am giving you a promise now. Why the seed still in the barn? You have not yet harvested your grain, your grapevine, fig trees, pomegranate, and olive tree have not yet produced their crops. But from this day onward, I will bless you. That was a prophetic word, and you need to believe it. It says, why the seed is still there? Why you haven't seen the fruit yet? But I want you to know that I will bless you. In other words, the seed is coming, the fruit is coming. But I like you to know even why it looks like it's just a seed. Because we must understand when God deals with us, God gives us seed. In Corinthians, the Bible talks about the God that gives seed to the sower. Are you following me? Because God will always give you a seed. It's what you do with the seed that God gives to you that determines the harvest that you get or you don't get. Why? God usually will not bring an harvest without a seed. Are you following me? As we speak about a fruitful year, you must understand he starts with a seed. And Isaac sowed in that land. There is something about sowing your seed. The seed that God has put in your hand. Hallelujah. For every one of us, God deals with us individually, even as a church. God will only give you a seed for a start. And he watches what you do with the seed that is put in your hand. If you read the book of 1 John chapter 3 verse 9, the Bible was speaking about the one that is born of God. And it says the one that is born of God does not commit sin because the seed of God remaineth in him. What remains? The seed of God. Why? It is the seed that God gives. God gives you a seed, puts a seed in your life, and it is that seed that you can use to do whatever you want to do. Whatever. Whatever. The seed can make you live righteously. The seed can make you prosperous. The seed can make you anything you choose to be in life. But God will always put a seed there. And that's why the Bible is speaking about the seed being in the ground. Hosea said, break up the fallow ground. In other words, when you are breaking up the fallow ground, what you want to do is to put the seed in the ground. That's why you are breaking it up. Nobody goes to till a farm and break the earth and losing the earth and don't put anything there. It's as good as not tilling the ground. But when you till the ground, what you do is you put your seed and the Lord begins to rain righteousness. He begins to rain the rain of his spirit. He begins to pour his spirit. That's why the Bible says, until the spirit be poured upon us from on high. Why? Because that is the rain. It rains upon the seed and the seed begins to germinate. And the seed begins to produce fruit. Hallelujah. Bible says, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Jesus was speaking in this light while he was explaining the kingdom of God. And this is what he said. And I want us to pick it from Mark chapter 4. Pick from verse 26. Mark chapter 4 from verse 26. The Bible says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God. What does it mean when he says so? He said, this is how the kingdom operates. This is the way God's kingdom operates. So is the kingdom of God. This is how it works. And how does it work? He says, as if a man should cast seed into what? The ground. Cast the seed. Put the seed into the ground. The seed that God has put in your spirit, for the seed of God remaineth in him. Hallelujah. And he says, if he cast the seed to the ground, look at what follows. He says, and should sleep and rise night and day. And the seed shall what? Spring and grow. He knoweth not how. In other words, you don't even know, but when you have sown, and that's why the Bible says, for it is time to seek the Lord. It is time. When you take the time to seek the Lord, to seek God, to sow the seed, break up the fallow ground, allow righteousness to reign, you know what? You go and sleep. He says he goes to sleep night and day. He doesn't know how. And that is why I keep saying that what we are doing right now, a lot of people don't understand, because when things begin to happen in the future, they are wondering, but he doesn't do anything. He's just sleeping and waking up. How are things working for him? You know what? Not how. But they don't understand that a seed has been sown. A seed has been cast into the earth. A seed is there that has been rained upon by God. Bible says if we seek him, he will send us the latter and the former rain in the first month. Why? Because when we seek the Lord, he will come and rain righteousness upon us. And the Bible says in verse number 28, it says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of what? Now, what did you sow? What did you sow? What are you getting? Fruit. God gives us seed for us to sow. When we sow the seed, it becomes fruit. And I tell you, this is a good time to sow the seed. I am not just talking about financial seed. I'm talking about the seed of God inside of you. I'm talking about the kingdom of God is in you. In Luke, Jesus was speaking and said, when they come to say to you that the kingdom of God is there and there and there, say, don't go anywhere. Say, because the kingdom of God is in you. And he said, this is how the kingdom works, the one that you carry, the seed of God that is inside of you. There is something God has put in every one of us. And that seed is able to germinate, is able to bring forth fruit. But we need to sow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, sow to yourself in righteousness. Reap in mercy. For it is time to seek the Lord. It is during the time to seek the Lord, that is the time to sow. That is the time to put the seed in the ground. What we are doing this season is a good season for you to begin to put your seed in the ground. And whatever the seed means to you, you put it in the ground. Whatever it is, put it in the ground, in the place of prayer, in the place of fasting, in the place of seeking the Lord. Time to put the seed and begin to declare over the Father, I sow I sow my seed. I put my seed in the ground. I wait for you to rain righteousness. Rain the rain of your spirit upon my life. Rain it. Rain it. And you know what? When the rain comes, the Bible says, when it begins to produce the fruit, nobody knows how. It says, for the earth yielded fruit of herself. In other words, when the work has been done, the result cannot but happen. I don't know if you understand that. It means that the result of the seed, when it is properly sown, in the time of sowing, you have put it down. You have watered the seed. God has rained upon it. The earth, you don't know how it happened, but you know what? The earth just, of herself, things begin to happen. And that is why I believe for somebody, things will begin to happen in your life. And you become a wonder to many. People don't know how it's happening, but they don't know that your seed has been sown. Hallelujah. Now look at what it says here. It says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First, the blade. Then, the ear. And after that, the full corn in the ear. It tells us that you see a process of reward that is taking place. A process of what God will do. There are things that will happen now as a result of this prayer, but that's not the ultimate. And that is why I say to us, there are things God is doing now that has to do with your destiny. It is not today. For some of you, it is 10 years to come. You will still be telling the story of what God spoke to you this period. What God promised you this period. What, I was saying to my wife that, you know, my final year in university, back home, my first degree, you know, after I finished my degree, and I was a little bit confused because I didn't know what to do with the degree. You know, when you do some kind of degree and you think like, I shouldn't have done this anyway. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about. I did biochemistry. It's a good course, but in Nigeria, I didn't see a prospect for biochemistry. Because as far as I was concerned, I don't want to sit in a lab and receive 10,000 naira a month after a year. I couldn't do that. And I couldn't see what's going to happen with this biochemistry degree. What am I going to do with it? Now, here is a good thing. You can do better than, but in Nigeria, I don't know if it's better there now, but at that time it was like biochemistry. So, you don't know what to do. It's like, what kind of job will you get biochemist? Working in one lab and at the end of the month. I was speaking to somebody who had a firm of a medical firm, and I was asking, how much would you pay a biochemist graduate? He said, about 10,000 naira. I said, 10,000 naira. I was already working. I was receiving over more than twice that, not as a safety officer, from a non-degree course. I mean, a 1 week course. I did it in 1 week and I got a job, and I was getting more than twice that. And I have a 4-year degree plus, and they are telling me they will give me 10,000. I was like, so that was the way I felt as I finished university. And I was still in the university. I hadn't gone home, but I had this doubt and what is going to happen. I live now, so what do I do? And it drove me to the place of prayer. And I was praying. I was describing to her because she knows the place. Why we're talking about was because I made a statement. I said, if God speaks to you, you always remember the very place when it happened. The location you were. It never leaves. It leaves an imprint in your heart that for generations you never forget. You remember that place you had that encounter with God. So I was describing to her, I said, I was in this room and she knows the place. And I said, I was praying and I was talking to God. God, what am I going to do? This is my concern. What will I do? And the Lord spoke to me and said, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And whenever God speaks to me, there's something that happens inside of me. Faith arises. Doubts disappear. And I got up and I knew that God had settled it. But you know what? It takes the time to sow. But I was talking about it. This is over 15 years ago. Over 15 years ago, I believe. But then, it's something that happened years ago. So when I'm saying to you that some things that God is doing now is for years to come, I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just speaking words to make you happy. I am telling you that God is doing something in your life now that in years to come, you will look back and say, God met me in that meeting. I had an encounter with God. God spoke to my heart and things turn around for me in the name of Jesus. So we see what the Bible says here. It says, this is how the kingdom of God works. This is how it works. It's like a seed. God gives you the seed. Then he waits for what you will do with it. And he'll say, I say, sow it. Sow that seed. Don't keep it to yourself. Put it in the ground. When you put it in the ground, cry for righteousness to rain upon it. Cry for the Spirit of God. The Bible says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. And the wilderness becomes a fruitful field. And the fruitful field be counted for a forest. When the Spirit is poured upon us, you cry for the presence of the Holy Spirit. You cry for an outpouring of the rain of God and say, God, rain upon me. Rain upon my seed. Rain upon my life. Let your rain come. And you know what? When you are done, things begin to happen of their own accord. The earth begins to yield. But when the earth begins to yield, it gives you the first one. You see, you say, oh, this is a sign that God is with me. And that's why I say, for some of us, things will happen this year, because not just because this is just what God wants to do, but things will happen this year to show you that God has answered your prayer. Amen. That God is with you. In fact, for some of you, before the 21 days, I know God is already doing things, but before the 21 days is over, there are things that will happen in your life, and you will know that God has met with me. I have had an encounter with God. But the Bible said that's not it. It goes from there. Say first the blade, then the air, and after that the full corn in the air. In other words, it goes from stage to stage. There is something about the Word of God that is so beautiful that the Word of God keeps producing again and again and again and again. The Word you received in 2002 is still producing today. The Word you are receiving now will produce again and again and again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Then the Bible says, till the full grown air. In other words, to the full maturity of the corn. In other words, till the harvest you have been waiting for comes. Till that thing that you all say, this is it. Oh, praise God. This is what I prayed about. And he says, look at what he said. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the sickle, because the harvest is what? Come. Your harvest will come.
Amen.
Your harvest will come.
Amen.
Your harvest will come.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, sow to yourself in righteousness. Again, speaking on the seed that God gives to us, look at verse 30. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Still speaking about it. Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of what? Mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, you see that when it is sown. Now the seed is there, might be less than anything. It doesn't look anything right now. It says, but when it is sown, look at what happened. It says, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It says, and your profiting will appear to all. People begin to see. People want to attach themselves to it. People want to come under your shadow. Why? Because when it is sown, when that seed. And what is the seed? Not to confuse you too much. Jesus says that the word is the seed of God. Remember the parable of the sower? He says the word is the seed. In other words, in this season, one of the things you do, pray the word of God. Pray scriptures into your life. Pray some scriptures. Make some declarations with the word of God. Look for a scripture that pertains to what you need. Because I told you, the seed can be anything that you want it to be for you. It is the kingdom of God. That's how it operates. It will be anything you want it to be. So you look for that scripture that has that word that is your seed. Yeah. Right now the word doesn't look like it's manifesting itself. It doesn't look like, the Bible says it might look like the least of all seeds. But you have it. And when you have it, this season, you begin to dig deep into it. You dig deep into it and you begin to declare it over your life. Father, I thank you for your word, for you have spoken good concerning me. This is what your word says, that whatever I lay my hands to do will prosper. And you begin to declare it over your life, and you begin to sow it into the earth, and begin to sow it into the earth, begin to sow it into the earth. And when you sow it into the earth, you call for the rain of God. Spirit of God, rain upon it. Rain upon it. Rain upon it. Rain upon it. Anything that is a fear to you or a concern to you this moment, go to the place of prayer. Go to the place of prayer. Present it before the Lord with the seed of God and begin to declare over it. Please don't fast and don't pray. One of the reasons why we gave the prayer guidelines is so that you can use them to assist you in your prayer, to help you look for scriptures that you can use to bet whatever you need to bet. They are not exclusive. You can always look for other scripture that is more relevant to you, the one that pertains to what you want God to do. You know, we all have things that we want God to do. There are things that are concerns to us. There are things we want the Lord to address in our lives. Look for the right scripture. Get it. Digest it. Eat it. And when you finish, begin to declare God's word over it in the place of prayer. Begin to speak over it in the place of prayer. Begin to command it to become a reality in your life. As you begin to do that, the Spirit of God begins to breathe over it. The Spirit of God begins to reign over it. The Spirit of God begins to pour upon it. And it begins to yield fruit for itself. I see this year fruitful for you already. Amen. Deep down in my spirit, I'm not just concerned about this year anymore. Because I keep feeling strongly more and more that God is doing things beyond this year. I know we came to pray for 2014, but in my spirit, man, I feel strongly that God is doing things concerning your destiny. Things that will come out tomorrow and you will know this is my time with God. Yes. But you know what? Sow your seed. Sow your seed. Can we rise up and begin to pray for a few minutes before we go into the communion? If you like to sit down, if you like to lie, whatever you like to do, whatever is comfortable for you, just do it. But I need you to take some time to just talk to God. Talk to God concerning that thing. That thing that is a concern to you. That thing that needs to be addressed. That thing that you need God to work on in your life. I'd like you to speak to God. The Bible says, when it is sown, what that thing that needs to be sown. The Bible says, sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Sow to yourself in righteousness, reap in mercy. Reap in mercy, reap in mercy, for it is time to seek the Lord. 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 It is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. You know the consign of your heart. I don't need to put words into your mouth. You know what you need the Lord to address. This is the time you need to speak to him about it.
Break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground. Payesu palagada daradiana. Zekila katata. That area of your life that needs to be broken up. Begin to speak to God concerning it. Father, break it up for me. In the name of Jesus. Let's suplata ligrando ronde likratata. Satila gandarati palapadata. Legro suplanda barababo shanda ligrade. Zedi gra suplanda la barabada. Iblanda bamilego suplanda legredosa. Lipa babababo supalagada dada. Latila kuska palande legredosa. Libranda lagada. Libranda bamelezula barande yete kuska palita. Iblanda bara 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 da. Legede suplende li granda bara 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 supalage. Lebrando zublande ikato suplade. Sande kiska palata ika. Lekuska balanda legredo sublanda rabada. Librando zuglanda la bara bara bossa. Iblando zublanda la bara bila kusa. Ande legre suplete ikratoso. Lebroto suplanda la gadesa. Lekete siklata rande yede kusa. Le coso poteki la katata librondo zuglada rande yetokuta lasciata la barabarabada de ande la parabababosa katatia libra suplate siclato suta libro soclote ikratata. Speak to the Lord, speak to the Lord, speak to the Lord in the name of Jesus. Yesupa ikata sikatata lande legle supala de itatosa ande legle suplata tatata. Let the Spirit of God reign upon you. And la barababa barababa suplade ibranto suplata tata la gladisa lende te secatila lando bronde rende ila katata tata tata. And barababa shadaga iblanda barababa Ibranda da 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 sakatata libranda bado suplanda ranta kila ibranda ratia katala bala 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 iplata supala katesa ligle sopotoko suplata tasa libra sakatatila posa ligla desa ligranda bara baba babo sopaladia andele pato supala tesila zinda palo suplata tila lando kuska palanda itaika lando brasi kataila barandiada mashandele brasupa ikatate la suplanda le gredo sula libranda ziglate ikra tatata andele brando sula anda bababo suprete kila babababosa. In the name of Jesus, we're going to ask for the reign of the Holy Spirit, that he will reign upon us. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. We're going to pray and you're going to ask God, Father, pour upon us the rain of your Spirit. Rain upon this house the rain of your Spirit. Let there be a mighty move of your Spirit. Let there be a mighty outpouring of your Spirit. Rain upon us to every one grass of the field, and everyone will feel the rain of God. Everyone will have an experience of the rain of God. Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, rain upon us. Rain upon us. Rain upon us. Rain upon us, rain upon us, the rain of your Spirit, rain upon us, aya super katata, the rain of your Spirit, the rain of your Spirit, the rain of your Spirit, aya supla takatila, leko sokotete, till he comes and rain righteousness upon you, Lord, that you pour your rain upon us, lebaro supla tatata, as we seek you, O God, rain upon us, the rain of your Spirit, the rain of your Spirit, atakashipa la katata, lekatatata librando zuglatata, lekosupa la kandeya sublatata, librata sukatakata, that everyone will feel the rain of the Spirit of God in this year of fruitfulness, and the kula pakatata. And shandalabada leketuska palanda yetatila lekre suplata lagadade. Lord, rain on us. Let supalatate. Let your rain fall. Let your rain fall over every one grass of the field. Over everyone in the house. That none will miss your rain. And eko supalakate sekete. Libra tatata lagada babababusuta. Landa branda. Zeti kalakate palosalika e prata degle supa la gadadas la supa la gatata shatata la gadagadada diandas zonde gila kusa palada yanta anda kalaka palatata la gladisa ibranda baba supa la gadade andela pala baba 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 Let the rain of God rain upon your life. Let the heavens open. Let the cloud empty themselves upon the house, upon your life. In the name of Jesus. Pasota hata antopa ligra suta li plata tato supakata manda da kuska palande ilakusa andala po suplanda da geta ikrata zandala bara bababo suplade e blanda bara bababa supalagada andale grato supleta te zandale kila ko suplata la katila ente te sali prata zika yashonda le gredo sura e proto soko te and ba sataya libra sata tata tata ta lekusa patatata. Let the rain upon us. Aisa katusa sata tata tata fatuska palande ila kusa libra babababababababababusa and babababele kusa tata lepro sote ila gasuta zupa hita lagades sekila kuska palanta ando paishka palande yato libra to ligra suklate zandi krasipla tata. Oh Spirit of the Most High God, ayadabarra tatatata, we ask for an outpouring of your Spirit, oh God. An outpouring of your Spirit, oh God. An outpouring of your Spirit upon every life. In the name of Jesus. Le supa katatatatata. Zupa lakata ila gusa lapatata. Ila baraba mele go supla tatas. Zeligra talibranda barababababusa. Leke po supla tatas. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. Let your Spirit rain upon us. Lord, rain the rain of your Spirit. Rain the rain of your Spirit. Rain the rain of your Spirit. As we wait upon you, O God. As we seek your face, O God. Lord, rain the rain of your Spirit upon everyone in the house. Lord, that every seed will bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. We praise you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Clap your hands. Give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. People, please look for scripture. You may be seated. Be seated. Look for scriptures that pertain to the things you are believing God for. Go into the Word of God and seek for the scripture, the right word. Hallelujah. And begin to pray those words to reality. Pray it into your life. Pray it. Pray it. Pray the Word of God into your life. Everything that God has spoken concerning you, every promise of God is spoken concerning you, pray it into your life and see God bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Luke chapter 22. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise forevermore. Thank you for your loving kindness that is better than life. Thank you, Lord. Aya suprata kila katatatatas. Oh, hallelujah. Luke chapter 22 from verse 15. I'm going to take the communion, but let's just go through the scripture briefly, then we'll take the communion. And he said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. That was Jesus speaking. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this, divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it. And gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you.
This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. I believe the New Living Translation says, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Hallelujah. Do you have the New Living Translation there? It says, an agreement that is confirmed with my blood. Now, I'd like us to look at what Jesus was doing here. Okay, praise God. Now, just stay with me. Now, the Bible tells us, when the time of the Passover came, he took his seat among the disciples, and he sat down and he said to them, he says, with desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I really want to partake of the communion of the Passover or celebrate it with you before I go through the cross. This is what I want to do. And the Bible says they were eating the Passover. And the Passover they were eating at this time was not the communion. It was what Moses told them to do when they crossed Egypt. You know, just before they crossed Egypt, God had told them to say, you know, kill a ram and eat it. It is the Lord's Passover, simply meaning that with the power of this meal, you are able to cross over from Egypt to go into the promised land. That's what God was saying to them, and that is why God used the word Passover. The word pass means to cross. Okay, you can say it simply means Passover means to cross over. To cross over what? From the house of bondage to the house of the promise. Are you following me? From the land of Egypt to the land of Canaan. Hallelujah. So God was saying to them, this is the Passover. When you eat this Passover, when he told them in Exodus, it will give you the power, the ability to be able to move to the other side I want you to go to. So the Israelites, they did that. And after they did that, God spoke to them and to Moses, said, make it an ordinance forever. So in the house of Israel, they must always celebrate the Passover yearly. They must do it every year. They must celebrate the Passover. And Passover for the Jews is one of the greatest feasts they celebrate, because it speaks about their redemption. It speaks about the time God brought them out of Egypt. So Passover is a very big feast. And many times you see that Jesus went to Passover several times. But on this occasion, it was a little bit different, because he said that I want to do this one with you before I suffer. Say, this one is very unique and I have desired to do it. And I said it here before, when he says desire, means that I have longed for it. You know, when you desire something, something I really want to do, something I crave for, something I long for, something I really want to experience with you. And that's what he was saying to them. So he said, I have desired to do this with you before I suffer. Then he said to them, he said, I say unto you, I will not eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of my Father. Now, what in the kingdom of God, what he was saying was that I'm not going to have meal with you until after that. Now, the Bible now told us, we read verse 17, it says, he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourself. Now, what I like you to see here is that when he gave them the cup, follow me closely, he didn't tell them that this cup is anything special. Okay? So they were eating at the table, and he gave them a cup and divided among yourself, and just, it's just, okay, normal. Then the Bible says, if you read verse 18, it says, for I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. Okay? Now, what he had done was this. It's like, I give you, it's like saying, okay, right now we have this one here, okay? They just prepared it. It just came from the kitchen now. So I just take this and I said, okay, take, drink. Okay? Just drink it. Okay? Now, I'm not going to do anything with it, with you again, until the kingdom of God is come. Okay? Now, he didn't say that was the Passover. Are you following me? That is just wine. Are you following me? There was nothing special about that. But he was saying, I won't drink that type with you again until the kingdom of God will come. Are you following me? Then the next thing he did, the Bible now says, and he took bread and gave thanks. All of a sudden, it changed. Everything changed
from the point of a natural meal, we are just having meal, we are just drinking, to a point he just changed everything. And he says, he took bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Now, it tells us that before he took bread, there was bread among the meal they were having. And I'm sure they would have been eating the bread, but it didn't mean anything. Now, but from the one they were eating, he took bread, and all of a sudden, the Bible says he gave thanks. Remember, he had given thanks already. They were already eating. Okay? He'd given thanks before the wine and everything. Now, again, he took this one that the Bible says he gave thanks. And he broke this one. Then he said, this one is my body. So all of a sudden, it's no longer bread. He just changed it. Now, what I want you to see here is this. The Bible says, after supper, he now took the cup and said, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. He says, do this, drink it, do it in remembrance of me. Now, it was the same one he took and said, share among yourself. The same he took again from the same place. But this time, he didn't say, just share it among yourself. He said, this time is now what? My blood. So, you saw my wife just drank that one now. That's just Ribena. Are you following me? When we pray over it right now, it's no longer Ribena. He becomes what? The blood of Jesus. Why? Now, if you are not careful, because it is done in a very natural way, because he was sitting, there was nothing, he wasn't casting out devils, he wasn't speaking in tongues, he wasn't raising a lame person, they were having a meal. So if you are not careful, you will think that this communion is still the same as when it was bought from the shop. You might think that it's the same wine as when you buy Ribena and you take it in your home. Are you following me? And that is why some people fake it and nothing happens. The Bible will say in Corinthians, for they did not discern the Lord's body. What does it mean to discern? To know the difference between when he gave an ordinary cup and the difference when he took a cup and said, this is my blood. Are you following me? And he says, this I have done for you. Can you get the New Living Translation? You gave it, it was there before. Now, it says, after supper, he took another cup, because you know he gave them the first one, took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. So he says that this one is an agreement between God and his people. Now, we've said many times here what an agreement is. An agreement is something that is binding that you cannot break. Because if you break it, there will be consequence. Are you following me? So what Jesus was saying, I have entered into an agreement with God on your behalf that cannot be broken. You know, Jesus will not break agreement. God himself cannot break agreement. And because of that, the Bible says two immutable things, it's impossible for God to lie. So when God enters an agreement and saying, blessing, I will bless you, whatever I will do as a result of this communion, then you need to believe it. Now the difference is, what do you see it as? What are you thinking tonight? If you see it as still just having a meal, then you miss the point. But when you see it as the body and the blood of Jesus, you enter into a covenant with God. And by reason of the communion, you can stand and declare whatever. You see, one of the confidence I have is the fact that I know I am in covenant with God. Not because I made the covenant, Jesus made it on my behalf. And you know what? That covenant stands. It cannot be broken. And every blessing of the covenant belongs to me. Are you following me? Every blessing of the covenant. And what you need to find out is, what is the blessing of the covenant? Are you following me? The blessing of the covenant, it delivers you from death. It sets you free from the power of the enemy. It brings healing into your body. It causes you to enter into the blessing. It gives you the peace of God in your life. It delivers your firstborn. There are a lot of things that the blessing does. The Bible speaks about the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. That's what Paul said. He says, when I come to you, I'm coming in the fullness, I believe Romans chapter 15. I'm coming to you in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Why? Because there is a blessing in the covenant. And you need to know that. So as you take it tonight, take it with confidence. Take it with the understanding that this is the body of Christ. This is the blood of Christ. And I tie my faith to it. It is not just well, little wafer. And, no. As soon as we minister and pray over it, it's no longer the same. The one she drank the first time is just one because nothing has been done. But the one that will be distributed after prayer is different. Why? Because now we discern the Lord's body. And people, if the inferior covenant, if the covenant of the law, if the covenant of Moses, of the Passover, can carry them from Egypt and make them to cross over to the promised land, I tell you, the blood of Christ can make you cross anywhere. Amen. Wherever you need to enter, by reason of the covenant today, you will cross over. Amen. You will pass over. Amen. You will pass to that place that you need to be. As you recognize, let me tell you, you want to change your name? By reason of this covenant, change it. I don't know if you understand what I mean by changing your name. Your name might be that you just take buses right now, but you want to be a car owner. The one that has that car. The one that has that house. Are you following me? You can cross over by reason of the covenant. Why? Because if the Old Testament one can make them cross over, I tell you, the New Testament, the Bible says, if the ministry of death was glorious, much more the ministry of life is much more, it exceeds in glory. Are you following me? So if Moses and the law could work the wonders of making the river to part for them to walk through on dry ground by reason of a Passover that they partook of animals, how much more the blood of Christ? How much more the body of Jesus? It will cause you to walk in the high places of the earth. It will cause you to cross to everywhere you need to cross to. It will cause you to be what God wants you to be. As you take it in faith tonight, as you discern the Lord's body, as you know that it's not just bread and wine or wafer and ribena, but no, it is the body and the blood of Jesus. Well, let's bow our heads as we pray. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your body. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you for the new covenant. We have faith in it, Lord. We believe in the new covenant. We thank you, O God, because tonight, as we take it, we take it with a spirit of faith, and we declare by reason of your body and of your blood, the benefit, the blessing of the gospel of Christ becomes our portion. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cross over to everything that we want. In the name of Jesus, we declare that we cross over from death to life, from poverty to riches, from sickness to health, from barrenness to fruitfulness, from singleness to marriage, in the name of Jesus, from unemployment to be employed, in the name of Jesus, we cross over by faith, by reason of the covenant tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you give me Romans 15 verse 29? Romans 15, 29. Hallelujah. It says, and I am sure. Hallelujah. Are you sure? Are you confident? Hallelujah. He says, I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. You will declare and say, Father, I am confident by reason of the communion, I have the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. In the name of Jesus, that is my portion. That is my portion. In the name of Jesus, the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, I prophesy over your people. Lord, by the spirit of faith and by the power of the communion tonight, I declare the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ upon every life. In the name of Jesus, you will experience it in the year 2014. The fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let the church shout amen. Come on, shout it like you believe it. Amen.